We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show. I am Spike Eskin, along with Ike Reese and Jack Fritz.
How about that? Spike, Fritzy, I'll let you boy.
Ah, here we go. Mm-hmm. Knew it would be this way. Knew we'd be down 0-1. Mm-hmm. Knew everybody would be doubting the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Big game tonight, of course, 7:30 at Madison Square Garden. Game two, Sixers-Knicks. And we are... You know, every Sixers team now, Joel Embiid, the coaches, everybody, lives with the baggage and history of the last 11 years. Mm-hmm. We all live with the history of the process. Every game they play, every playoffs, every MVP, all these things, they come with the baggage of the process. And I understand, we all understood that the object of what we were doing, what Sam Hinkie started doing 11 years ago, was to bring a championship to Philadelphia for the Philadelphia 76ers. They were stuck in the middle. They couldn't go that way any longer. They bottomed out. They got a superstar. And now we are at the position where we start every season, and the question always is, are they going to win a championship or are they not going to win a championship? And every year they don't win a championship, we say that year is a failure. They did not succeed. This year is a failure. And I understand it. But I am here to say that this year, this particular season, is a success if they beat the Knicks. If the Sixers do nothing more than get out of the first round and win this series, this year is a success. I am an optimist, but I am also realistic. I'm realistic, and I watched, what night was it? Saturday? Saturday night, Friday night, whatever it was. Saturday night, and I saw Sixers almost win. It was close. Put in good work. Joel Embiid played, had a scare in the middle of the game, but he is clearly not what he needs to be to go four rounds and win a championship. So my realistic take is that we're getting Embiid, but we're getting like 65 or 70% Embiid. And realistically, if they can get through this series, and this team would be the best team that they've beaten the playoffs in the last 11 years. They are the 2-seed. They haven't beaten a better team than this. They go in. They wind up in the second round. Who knows where we're going? But to me, this year is a success given the circumstances if they beat the Knicks. 215-592-9494.
So is it safe to say if they don't beat the Knicks, it's a failure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so at least we got that part out of the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they can't lose to the Knicks. Extenuating circumstances, who knows? Maybe Maxey has some disease. He's not going to play again the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. Maybe Embiid.
Unless he got gout, I don't care what it is.
Yeah. He better be playing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can't roll with you on the whole success part of this. To me, this is still about going to depths that they've never gone to before or they haven't gone to in 20-plus years. And so – I understand that Embiid is compromised a little bit. Seems like you may have had a little dose of reality. Saturday is what happened to you.
He looked great coming out.
He did. Yeah, I think he had, what, 13 or 15 in the first quarter?
15,
no, he looked good. No, he really did. And even, remember last week, I was saying I need to see how he looks so I can get the nervousness out of me as to whether or not he's injured or is about endurance. And then he had the amazing athletic play where he throws it off the backboard and he goes up and dunks it, but he comes down and he tries to land on that left foot with his left foot first. All of that weight sends a little bit of a shock through the left leg, scares the bejesus out of him. He needs to – I mean, his eyes damn near rolled in the back of his head when he was laying on the ground. I thought he was dying.
He looked terrified.
Yeah, yeah. He looked like he was scared. So he got up, went to the locker room, shook it off, came out and played the whole second half. He played the rest of the game. He did. I'm not going to say and tell you he was spry and he was jumping up and down and all of that, but he finished the game. This is a long way to me saying nothing has changed for me. And once I accepted Joel Embiid coming back, once I accepted him coming back and got on board with it, the expectations don't change. The Eastern Conference Finals is a must. I still look at this Sixers team, and it's not really just about Joel Embiid. He obviously needs the parts around him to do their job. They need to be able to carry their portion of this load. But just as a whole, as the team, no, it's a failure. You can't. Even if you were to beat the Knicks, and by the way, saying this is the best team they've beaten isn't saying a whole lot.
Well,
it just speaks to the competition that they've beaten.
At 100%. I completely agree that it is a statement as much about the teams that they've played as the Knicks
this year.
For sure.
Yeah. So I look at that, and then they would have who? And like maybe the Cavs or somebody
they'd
in the second
Bucks
round?
In the second round.
The Bucks in the second round? Okay. We can't beat the Bucks? Now we can't beat the Bucks. Why at one point we wanted the damn Bucks and Doc Rivers. Now we can't beat them?
You know what it is? I think this team, when they are whole, can beat any of these teams. I think they can beat the Celtics, honestly.
The Sixers or the Bucks.
The Sixers.
About the Sixers. Okay.
And look, if Giannis is, I'm assuming Giannis will be there by the second by the second round.
He's more injured than Embiid.
I just look at Embiid every single game, and I wonder at this point whether he's going to be there the next game. So if he plays every game, sure, I guess. But my realistic look at this is if they can power their way through this. I will and look, that'll mean Maxey probably had a good series. It would mean that Embiid put his head down and got through it, and I could go into the offseason feeling fully confident about all these guys with all of the cap space and yada 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 and go in and give it a try again next year. And do I think they could beat the Bucks, but my thing is for this season to be a success right now, knowing what I know, all they have to do is beat the Knicks in this series.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not gonna let that fly. Yeah, that's not going to fly. Nope.
You're bringing softness back.
Yeah,
that
is not going to fly. You know, I love these guys, and I love Embiid. But I can't let them off the hook like this. I can't. See, again, I go back. This is the reason why I said I didn't want him to come back, because it would raise expectations, and this is what would happen. Now I've raised expectations. Not only that, I bought into it.
You are in.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah, not only that, I bought into the expectations. So I'm expecting it now. We got to win this game tonight, man. I'm not completely discouraged by what I saw Saturday.
No, neither am I.
Some good things in that game Saturday. They just need to finish. The Knicks just don't impress me. They're a scrappy team. They try hard. God bless the New York Wildcats. God bless them. God bless them. But we have, without a doubt, the best player in the series. And you can make an argument. You can make an argument with Embiid being here. Maxey ought to be able to match Brunson's points production.
I agree he should be able to. Look, they're close. If you told me I could have one guy for one game right now, I would take Brunson.
Sure.
But I think that there is a world in which for the rest of this series, Maxey can be as productive as Brunson is.
Look good to me Saturday
for
night.
For sure, yeah.
Look awesome if, Saturday.
Especially in the second half.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one thing that is, we'll spend all day talking about the game. One thing that is important for Maxey to me today is knowing what we have out of Embiid. There can be no one or two quarters of feeling his way through the game.
Right.
But we need
the aggressor tonight.
Yes, 100%. And I think if they beat the Knicks, it will show that he had done that. That is why we just have to lower expectations just a little bit and say that it is a success if they beat
That is perfect. That is perfect. That's exactly what he needs to hear.
What now? Which dog is that?
So that used to be used on Chuck.
Okay.
It was a Chihuahua barking when Chuck was being a little soft, which doesn't happen often, which obviously would drive him nuts.
Yep.
And I feel like the softness cannot come back to the afternoon show. So that's why we had to lay that one out.
So you don't think it's a success, Jack?
What are the Knicks a measuring stick? Are you kidding me?
They won 50 games. They're the second team. Not a measuring stick. Measuring stick for the current Sixers.
Hold on, softy. Embiid missed 9 weeks and they lost, what, 4 less games?
Yes.
Also, you can't lose a playoff series to Tom Thibodeau if you're Nick Nurse. Like, Nick Nurse should be embarrassed. If he's really a difference-making coach, then you're not losing to Tom Thibodeau in the first round. Come on.
I agree with you. They have to beat the Knicks. But beyond this series, the entire postseason, given the health of Embiid, is questionable. If they get through this one, it would have meant that they did something meaningful. 215-592-9494. Is this season a success if they get by the Knicks? Oh, no. Starting with Black Gritty. What up?
For the love of all things in this earth, that is the most insane thing I've heard today. There is no way in the world getting by the Knicks is any kind of satisfaction for anyone. And yet the last 11 years has built up in the same calcium heart they put upon me. It is the same thing over and over again. Joel Embiid, imagine playing on a team where your quarterback lays down and cries every quarter. When your quarterback gets injured, you think that they're injured. It sucks the life out of the stadium. It sucks the life out of the team. And Joel Embiid, we know he's not 100%, but his emotional output, like, at what point does he grow up? He's sniveling and crying like a little baby when he lost to Toronto in the hallway. He's out there moping around.
That was 5 years ago. That was 5 years ago.
That still was damaging to our psyche, though. That was.
when does it change, though? When does it become the, I'm going to stop joking? Last year when he lost the playoffs, didn't he laugh at the podium?
And you know what he's done this year? He came out in the Miami game where he's hurt and didn't have it and pulled through in the fourth quarter and got them over the hump. In the New York game, he hurt the knee again. Even though he hurt the knee, he came back out in the second half, played the entire second half, and was the reason they were even in the game. He has grown up.
He has not grown up. A playoff game against Miami, whoopee-doo. Again, his attitude.
Miami, who was in the finals last year, right? And Jimmy Butler, who everybody's scared of.
You got 4 hours to talk. You gonna let me talk so I can get off the phone? You got 4 hours to do your little story all day long. Can I finish talking?
Sure.
I hang up anyway.
Absolutely.
So let me finish.
Oh, relax.
He has moped every single game when he's down, and it takes the team down. Now, also, just to put it on some Nick Nurse stuff, Maxie needs to get a call. You need to get thrown out of the game. This man is going to the hole, not getting any of the calls that Brunson gets. I know we try to give him all the MP, but he's going out there getting hammered all the time, and he's not making any calls. Of course, the rotation and the whole team has to come together, but Joel Embiid's emotional psyche and frailty is the thing that holds the team back. And getting past the Knicks don't mean a mammy-jammy thing because we talked about it the whole time. You can't sit here and say having a healthy Joel Embiid is going to be the difference. I know he's not healthy, but guess what? Go. If you're out there on the court, you're available. Play, keep your head up, and act like a man and stop moping. You can say all you want to about these games. He has a chance. Have a great day.
Wow.
That is what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
At least in these two games, what you're saying you want him to do is what he has done.
I'll give him props for coming back after, you know, he went into the locker room, he got himself together, and he came back out in the second half. Listen, he gave you 29 points. He wasn't very efficient, but he was still aggressive.
Absolutely aggressive.
Yeah, he was still aggressive.
You could tell, I mean, the biggest thing that hurts him offensively with the injury is not having lift on jumpers, which means he doesn't have that 17-footer, which really is the key to everything else that he's doing. So it actually means he has to work harder. Everything he does is harder for him to do, and that part of his game is gone. As for Maxie getting calls, honestly, Jalen Brunson is a more physical player than Tyrese Maxey, and that's why he gets the calls. He's a better foul grifter than Maxey, and that's why he gets calls. We're not going to win or lose this series because of calls, and if anybody complains, it's Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse complains a lot. You know, I think Maxey, it's just not a lot of what he does is avoiding contact and avoiding getting blocked and that sort of thing. I think a lot of the times when he does get contact underneath the rim, it's really just the guy just standing there.
Right.
It looks more chaotic than it is, and it's not really a foul. But the Sixers are not going to win or lose this series based on foul calls. You know, especially when they have a center who gets more calls than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to say, we certainly aren't going to get any sympathy from anybody.
No.
Because Joel does go to the line more than anybody in the league.
Do you think he's mopey now?
I didn't see it Saturday as much. I saw it in the Heat game, in that first game. But he got off to a hot start Saturday. So
he did.
So he was engaged. No, I think the off-the-backboard dunk, it scared him. Like, he came down, he felt that shock in his knee, felt that quick pain, and he thought he probably had tore his knee again. And so then he's laying there, and a lot of that is, you got to understand, and I'm not doing the whole you have to be an athlete to understand sort of thing. I'm just more or less, when you're injured like that and you get a little bit of a shock or somebody makes contact with that area, it does send a little shockwave through your body, and you have to almost regroup. You have to be reassured that, okay, everything is fine. The knee is stable. And that's probably what he found out when he went back there in the locker room. They run some tests. He had some time to catch his breath. When he came out in the second half, again, he wasn't as explosive, but he hasn't been. You realize that was the first time he dunked the ball?
Since he's been back. Yes.
That was the first time he even attempted a dunk.
Did you get upset with him for that dunk?
No. Because here's what happens. In the moment, I jumped out my seat like, hey, you know, and then I saw him go down. Then I'm like, oh, Lord. But I can't, in turn, be upset for him just playing basketball. I mean, he had to escape the defense. That was his way of escaping the defense. I've seen other players do that. It just so happens that he's banged up. And like I said, he finished the game. Now, had he been injured and couldn't finish the game and now he was out for game three, you may get a different answer from me.
I think it was
unnecessary.
Yeah.
Completely unnecessary.
But you know what? It was no I don't think it was any different physically than him dunking the ball in a different situation. The fact that he threw it off the backboard made it look more spectacular.
Yeah.
But the dunk itself, if he's either gonna play or he's not gonna play.
I agree.
Especially during the playoffs.
And I was yelling for him to dunk in the Miami game
right.
when he was blowing those layups.
And you know what?
I was like, man, dunk the damn ball.
The thing about the dunks, and we've talked about this on the podcast a lot, especially when you're home, or actually when you're away as well. When you're home, the difference in the way the crowd reacts when you dunk it as opposed to laying it up is a complete change in the vibe in the place.
Yeah.
And there as well, if he hadn't landed the way that he did, that dunk changes the way that crowd is. You know, the way the Sixers started on Saturday night quieted that crowd immediately. I don't care how good a crowd is. If you come out and
you
hit a bunch
like
of shots.
Yes, sir.
It does it. And I think
And by the way, you know, and Knicks fans, justifiably so, caught heat, but they were being fans in the moment when it happened. The fact that they celebrated while he was down, that lets you know how far his foot was up their butt in that first half.
They're terrified of
it. Yes. Yes. I mean, it was fan reaction. I'm not going to get on a soapbox with the whole classless and all that nonsense because I don't like when Eagles fans get labeled for what happened when I was on the field when Michael Irvin got injured. So I'm not doing all of that. My point is that they reacted that way instantly because they're saying, now we have a chance because we can't stop that dude.
And by the way, a lot of Knicks fans did not want the Sixers in the second
yes.
round.
Yes.
A lot.
Yep.
A lot. Trust me. 215-592-9494. Is the season a success if they simply win the Knicks series?
you're going to
answer me the whole show every time I ask. Mark in Cincinnati, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. You guys cracked me up. First of all, just a couple of things real quick. Spike, you are – you're so smart. You make some great arguments, and I'm so happy you're back.
But
yeah, let's get to
the
butt.
No, there's no
okay.
No, there's no butt.
Well,
and, you know, I like your dad too.
Oh well, now we have a problem.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, sorry.
So, what do you think? The Knicks beat the Sixers beat the Knicks this series. Is the season
on.
A success?
No, it's not. They got to go beyond that. The Knicks, come on. Listen, here's the deal, Joel. I love them. I love the Sixers. They're a very likable team. But he can't stay healthy. If he can't stay healthy, then that's just who he is. So you can't, it's not an excuse, it's an explanation, you know, for why they don't win. And if they don't win, if they can't get at least to the finals, you know, then the whole, I'm not a process guy, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what this is. Yes.
Yeah. You know, that is
an anti-process.
Yeah, that's a different discussion of different for a different day, I think. Thank you for the call, Mark.
Anti-process.
Yeah, I appreciate all the stuff about me being smart. That'll take. And honestly, the conversation about Joel or not Joel is a conversation for a different day. Unless they get to the finals or something, I assume the day after this season ends, we will have that conversation again.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm ready for that conversation eventually.
Well, they are facing elimination, we're going to have it that day.
We will have it that day. I don't want to have it now because we will have it then. And I'm hoping maybe we don't have that conversation this year. I think more than likely we will. All right. Morning show side question of the day. It is Jack Nicholson's birthday. He is.
Wait till they get a load of me.
86 years old.
Is that Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Joker.
That's the Joker, yes.
And I said, here's Johnny. That was my favorite from The Shining.
Yep. Now, you went old school.
Yes.
You went The Shining.
Now, Jack said it was.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, it's the best lines. But
that's the most popular, probably. Yeah.
Here's Johnny's the best one, I think. But happy birthday, Jack Nicholson. 86 years old, did you say?
87.
87 years old. So based on Jack Nicholson, who is a legendary Lakers fan, we are going to ask you at the end of your call for a famous fan. You want to give me one?
Sure.
All right?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
What?
What are you giving me?
I was going to go with Mike Trout.
Oh, my God.
Ask out Trout. Come on, Mike.
Well, he is a famous Eagles fan.
Well, he's a famous Philadelphia Phillies fan, too. He just forgets that while he's been in. He does. He's in the parade.
Do you think maybe he stays on the Angels so he'll have his Octobers free to go to Eagles games?
Yep, yes. That's part of his plan.
Yeah.
it's a master plan. It's a master plan.
So you want me to go with an actor? How about Taylor Swift?
Is she a famous fan?
She's a famous Eagles fan.
She's not an Eagles fan.
She's a fraud.
Yeah. Oh, not you, too.
Well, she is.
Well, she's a Chiefs and bigger Chiefs fan now.
Yeah. Of course she is.
Yeah.
Well, but that changed because she met Travis.
I don't care.
She was a huge Eagles fan before then.
Wait, what did Kylie Kelce do?
Well, yeah, this ain't her blood. Yeah, you kidding me?
I went up to New York. Everybody crushed me for liking the Yankees. I'm not giving Taylor Swift. I don't care who she sleeps with. Oh. I don't care. You're an Eagles fan or you're not. Jack, you want to give us a famous fan?
There's so many frauds. There's just so many that I don't believe. But one person who I've accused on this show of being a fraud Philadelphia sports fan is Bradley Cooper.
I believe he's real.
I'm in on Bradley Cooper, the Eagles fan.
Yeah. I'm just going to
And he hung out with Ike in the bathroom.
Pause.
Wow. What happened in there?
Well, I was using it. And he came in.
You know, I'll give you Turtle from Entourage.
Oh, yeah, he's a Knick fan.
Oh, no, he's not a celebrity. Let's go with, we'll go with Spike Lee.
Hold on, he got upset at
Oubre,
didn't he?
I did.
Stiller got upset,
too. He said Kelly Oubre?
Yeah. Well, at least Ben Stiller's been in something the last 10 years.
Oh.
You know?
Oh. I forget Turtle's real name.
Everybody does. 215-592-9494.
Jerry Ferrara.
There it is, Jerry Ferrara.
215-592-9494. Is this season a success for the Sixers? Like I say, if they just get past the Knicks, Ike seems to disagree. Coming up next, speaking of Knicks fans, an incredibly embarrassing moment for Knicks fans. One of the most embarrassing moments in the history, I believe, of NBA fans. We will play that for you next on the new afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Jack. It's a WIP afternoon show. Oh, Ike Reese there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. Can you replay that one? Or is it a rotator?
It's a rotator. It's a rotator. But, I mean, is Battle trying to get paused?
Yeah. Can we
it's called a big dose of D.
What did it say?
Let's take care of the D?
Yeah. Devontae signed, now let's take care of the D.
Yeah.
Well, it's good work by Battle.
Yeah. Did he know what he was doing when he made that? Anyway.
Probably not.
We are talking about, my proclamation today is that given what I've seen out of Joel Embiid so far in these two playoff games, the play-in and the playoff, that the season is a success if they simply get by the Knicks. Ike does not agree.
No.
Jack does not agree.
Well, it's just like
215-592-9494.
Matter of fact, I haven't heard anybody that agrees.
No one agrees.
Somebody will agree.
Well, first off, Friday, you're bullying people and saying, are you in or you out?
I'm still in.
They lose one game and you're like, hey, you know what?
It's not about the loss. I'm optimistic about the game. I'm optimistic about the series.
Well, you've given up on the team.
No, I've just given up on a long playoff run. Mm. Not even given up. I don't think he's going to be able to play the whole playoffs just based on what I saw. That's sort of where I am.
So then why is he still playing?
We're not doing that right now. We'll do that because that's what he does. He's a basketball player. And getting past the Knicks is better than not getting past the Knicks. You know, getting past the Knicks and going six games with Milwaukee is better than losing in the first round, all of those things.
I agree.
Think he should be playing.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Now, before we get to your calls on this, the Knicks did win one playoff game in the first round. And their fans acted in maybe the most embarrassing way that any fan base has ever acted. And I'm coming from Philadelphia. We've acted embarrassing in a lot of different ways, but this was the worst. So here was the scene outside of Madison Square Garden after the win on Saturday night. And what's the next one? That was Knicks in four.
Knicks in four.
Yep. So if they get by the Sixers, they're going to play. I have to play a whole other team before they get to Boston. They were parading through the streets as if it sort of reminded me when the Eagles won the NFC Championship game in 18 or whatever, and everyone celebrated as if we had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But at least we had got to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Knicks just won the first game of the first round. It's a little much.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a little much.
I guess they're excited.
They are excited. And what I hear from Knicks fans is, it's been so long, you don't understand, yada, yada, yada. But they did this.
Well, what's been so long?
Since they've had a competitive team.
Okay, but didn't they?
Last year.
Yeah, didn't they lose to Miami last year?
Yeah, it's over. The whole we've waited so long for a competitive team thing is over.
Yeah.
You guys did this after the first game of the regular season last year. The first game of the regular season. So they've had a competitive team. This is the third year of having a competitive team. Start acting like adults.
Didn't they do this when they beat Atlanta in game one or something?
Game one of the regular season. The regular season.
Oh, those Knicks fans.
There's nothing wrong with being excited, but you got to tone down the
well, you can't do the whole mecca of basketball and all of that, and then you act like you're some Division III school that just won its first ever NCAA tournament game.
It is the worst thing about Knick fans, and I feel like I know better than anybody because I've been there for 3 years, is they all want to they want to do three things. One, they want to do the woe is me, it hasn't been good in 30 years, we're long-suffering. That's the first thing. The second thing is they want everyone, they want to be the team that everyone's counting out, that no one's giving credit to.
They want to do the underdog thing.
Underdog, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But also, we're the Mecca. This is the home of basketball.
Right.
The Knicks are the best thing in the world. Like, how could you not want to come here? They want all three things at once, which makes them particularly intolerable.
Well, I mean, they won a regular season game to start the year last year, and they all came out of the Mecca like this.
Yeah, De Blasio, we had Cuomo. It was rough, but we have the Knicks. The New York Knicks run New York City.
Bing bong.
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks.
Mouth breathers. All of them are mouth breathers. Even my friends that work up there are mouth breathers. 215-592-9494. Hey, the Twitter poll of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question today, would you consider this Sixers season a success if they beat the Knicks in the series? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the percentages are so far?
Let's go 90% no.
67% no.
Wow.
It's a little closer than you guys think.
This is pathetic.
A little closer. I'll try to get this work. All right, we got Brandon in King of Prussia. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
This is B in the KOP.
B in the KOP, yeah, that's what we call him? Okay.
B in KOP, yes, sir, that's the nickname. It's a pleasure to speak with all of you. Listen, Joel Embiid needs to play smarter basketball. You don't see players throw it off the backboard for a dunk all the time. I don't know. Did it, right? Joel Embiid needs to play smarter basketball. We had Nicholas Batum go off against the Miami Heat, and I saw. And how many 3-point shots did he try Saturday night? It's ridiculous. Okay. Joel Embiid has some dogs around him. He may have had better, quote-unquote, talent around him before, but he has some people around him that want to win. I watched Kyle Lowry play some defense like an animal. It's the first 2 minutes of the game, okay? It's ridiculous. Is it a success if the Sixers beat the Knicks? Man, I want to parade down Broad Street. I want to call my work and say, "Hey, bud, I got a head cold. I can't come in." You know what I'm saying? Because I'm at a parade.
I want to be paid $5 million a year. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm just asking you to deal with reality, and the reality is that happening this year is probably out the window. As for your comment about whether Embiid should grow up and play smarter. We all want him to lead the team. And I just don't think it's possible first of all, he's an emotional person, for him to be in those games doing what they're asking him to do, but then also say, everybody's going to complain that he doesn't rebound, or everybody's going to complain that he doesn't go to block a shot. And to say you have to specifically not do the things that will hurt you, I don't think he knows what's going to hurt him, to be quite honest with you. He could get hurt doing anything. So I just don't think it's realistic what you're asking him to do.
But you don't think that trying to throw it off the backboard and be this like acrobatic guy when he has an injury, and everybody knows he has an injury, including himself? I watched Joel Embiid like 5 minutes into the game put his hands on his knees like he always does, okay? He's not. I don't know. I heard you guys talking about like Joel Embiid's grown up a little bit. Like I didn't see that Saturday night. I saw Joel Embiid, the same old like little mopey Joel Embiid you always get.
Nah, so, I disagree.
Listen, I
didn't see
I don't
that
know
Saturday.
If we were watching the same. I don't know if we were watching the same game. The little, the eye poke or whatever. Come on, man. You saw the play. He barely touched him. You know what I mean? He's acting like a big baby. My father-in-law calls him Dumb Bead because he walks down the court like, now listen, he's my favorite basketball player.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it.
Yeah, he is my favorite basketball player. I love him. I was in Home Depot and a lady came up to me that that works at Joel Embiid school and sees him dropping off. And I'm like, man, that must be good luck for us tonight. And of course we go lose. Man, I love Joel Embiid, and I always have Joel Embiid's back. But the way like that mopey walking around, and then like the dunk off the backboard, like it's just stupid. You got guys, you're getting double teamed down low, and your decision
he
is to
escape
the
defender.
Okay, I pass it out. Pass it out for a three.
To who?
What do you mean, Nicholas Batum? Was he in the game? Probably not. You didn't see him at all in the game. Listen, I don't know if you guys were watching the same game I was on.
We obviously are, Brandon, yes.
Brandon, give us for the morning show side question of the day, give us your celebrity fan.
All right, and then I got one thing after my celebrity fan. It's just quick, guy. Come on, okay? Listen. Kobe Bryant, he's a huge Eagles fan, and I want to ask everybody, how you doing? Hey, I love it.
All right, goodbye. Was that him breaking the
rules? He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he probably had a little something this afternoon.
Kobe, famous fan. Yeah, I think that counts, right?
Yeah, they can Eagles be past or present.
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay,
yeah,
sure. He did that because he know I'm a Kobe
guy.
Fanatic.
He's trying to cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to cheat. It seems like, so I identify with or I understand the mopey Embiid thing. I think there is a difference between tired Embiid and mopey Embiid. And what I say about mopey Embiid, I'm frustrated when he's, to me, the mopey Embiid thing comes when he is frustrated on offense, forces it, turns the ball over, stays there, you know, while the other team fast breaks down the other end of the court. Mm-hmm. I did not see that on Saturday night. I saw a guy that was laboring. I saw a guy that got scared when he got hurt, but I didn't see the mopiness in his gameplay that maybe you could have identified in the first half of the Miami game or you've seen in several playoff games. I don't think I saw that on Saturday night. I saw a guy that was in pain, laboring a little bit, but got his way through the game and was productive. That's what I saw. And
yeah.
I don't think you can criticize him for being mopey, but then also criticize him for being aggressive.
Is that what people are mad about with Embiid today?
I don't know.
The dunk? Like I didn't even see a reason to be mad at Embiid after Saturday's game. I was mad they lost the game.
Sure.
But I didn't come away from that game saying, oh, same old Embiid, he didn't show up. I didn't come away from the game feeling that way. I was more impressed that he came back in the game. I thought he was gone for the rest of the game. And for him to come back in the game and finish the game, that showed me a lot. So the whole he's soft and this and that and the other. I mean, he had every reason or every excuse to bail out of that game and preserve himself. But it's game one of the series. It's not game seven of the series. He comes back in, and he's trying to lead his guys. I had no problem with Embiid Saturday.
No,
I really didn't.
Yeah, I thought he played well, and he sort of soldiered through what was wrong. Absolutely. When we walked into the studio today, we were talking to Joe and Hugh about the thermostat and where they set the thermostat.
Yeah.
This is an issue I have at home, especially during the summer when my wife wants to set the thermostat lower, but I care about the electric bill, so I want to set it higher. And when you think about the summer in your house and you think about the AC, keeping it cool in your house, one thing that is a big key to that is windows. If you have drafty old windows that aren't any good, you're not going to be able to keep the cool air in. Hell, in the winter, you're not going to be able to keep the warm air in. Mm-hmm. You need brand new windows. Go Gaida. You need a new front door. Go Gaida. You need a patio door. Go Gaida.
Yeah.
Go Gaida. What they're going to do is they're going to make it affordable for you, and they're going to take care of everything. And then that way, the arguments about the thermostat, maybe there's fewer arguments. Whatever your home improvement needs are, I suggest you go Gaida with my good friends at Gaida Door and Window to help get your project started. They are offering 20% off all windows and doors while allowing you to start your project with no money down and up to 3 full years to pay them off interest-free. 20% instant savings. Pay off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Restrictions apply. Offer is good for a limited time. What are you waiting for? It's time you finally go Gaida. Call today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GAIDA or visit them at gogaida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. So let me just take y'all back to last week. Y'all had a topic last week
what do you say, overrated, right?
Yes.
Was overrated. I think y'all need to, in retrospect, maybe give that award to the person that called up and said the intelligence of some of Philadelphia sports fans after listening to y'all first few callers or whatever. Some of y'all first few callers, because some of this stuff is ridiculous. So everybody criticizing Embiid, but he was a plus 14 in the game.
Yeah. Right. They were minus 21 when he was off the court and plus 14 when he was on the court.
We were up 15. Well, we was up, no, maybe like 9, I think, at the end of the first quarter. 9, 10, or something like that. That as soon as he got on the bench at the beginning of the second quarter, it was a tie game within like 3 minutes. When we came in the third quarter, he was back in the game. We took control again. People forget, after he was hurt, he stole the ball from one of the Knicks people and threw a bounce pass.
Beautiful pass to Oubre. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful pass.
And it's funny. And then these dudes, the first thing these dudes call up and criticize is him moping. When I seen fight in him, because I seen him going, getting mad at the refs when Hartenstein got a handful of his jersey and the ref looking clearly at it, he can't get to the rebound. So he was fighting for it in the first quarter. But we criticizing this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe we can criticize the rest of the team, because honestly, let's be honest, only people who came to play was Lowry, Embiid, Maxey, and the couple minutes that Paul Reed gave us was good. Oubre did all right at the end. But the rest of nobody else showed up.
I agree. Do you think it's a success if the season's a success if they just beat the Knicks?
No, I can't go that far.
Oh, come on. I thought I had you.
But I'm not going to say is a failure, because Ike and them know. Like, I look at it for what it is. I know what you're saying, and I agree with some of the stuff you're saying, like, in terms of you gotta look at it for what it is and what we're going through right now. But I ain't going to say it's a success. That's just going a little too far for me. All I'm saying is, honestly, we were in that game because of Maxey, Lowry, and Embiid. And the only people you – and this let me think that people only look at stuff on surface level. Are you really looking at the game? Because we lost by offensive rebounds.
Give me your celebrity fan.
I'm going to go with Denzel. He liked the Lakers, man.
Ah.
I didn't know Denzel. Thank you for the call, Ike. I didn't know Denzel was a Lakers guy.
Yeah, I wonder if he's really a Lakers fan. You know he's out there in Hollywood because he's a New York guy, right? Isn't Denzel from New York?
I don't know. You looked at Jack, like Jack.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, why did I look at him?
Come on.
No, I got you. What?
Nah, you don't know. I know he went to Fordham. Fordham U, right?
Oh, did he?
That's New York. Yeah.
Yeah, that is New York.
So I think he's from New York, but I know he does go to Lakers games because he's out there. But I think he's a Knicks fan.
Okay, not a Lakers
fan. I think he's a Knicks fan.
You know, Ike mentioned Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
I am.
What a game by Lowry. Saturday.
Every game he plays, yeah. I have total confidence in him in that I know you think that we've been giving Batum too much credit, but Kyle Lowry and Batum.
Well, he didn't do much Saturday, but the first Miami game, it was awesome.
Well, they are stable vets who've been there before, who you know we can get out of. And the thing I think about watching Lowry, first of all, I can't believe he still has this much left in the tank. At 38 years old, he's playing 35 minutes, 38 minutes, whatever, and he looks great the entire time. Plays defense, grifts for fouls, takes charges, makes great passes, all that kind of stuff. I just think back to all those times that he was rumored to be possibly a person that the Sixers were going to trade for. And I think about before the Hawks season, before the season where Ben Simmons passed up the dunk. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me this. If they had traded Ben Simmons straight up for Kyle Lowry, one, we would have all melted down that it wasn't enough for Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
But man, I look at it and I just think, would we have a championship if they had traded Ben Simmons for Kyle Lowry? He's just better than I remember. He's had such a positive effect on the team.
I've always appreciated Kyle Lowry's game because, you know, you look at Kyle Lowry and you're saying, man, you go to any L.A. Fitness or YMCA and Kyle Lowry is there. That guy, that guy in the L.A. Fitness plan who in there getting buckets, he don't really jump high off the ground. You know, he's methodically coming up and down the court as the point guard, getting everybody lined up, situated, running plays in LA Fitness that he shouldn't be running.
By the way, the shot clock's at 2.
Yep.
Not nervous taking not a three-pointer nervous. From 30 feet away.
Yep. Hit big three-pointers out there Saturday. No, no, that game Saturday was awesome. As a matter of fact, I don't know if we get back in that game because once we had given up the momentum and the Knicks had it, I thought it was over then. But it was Lowry's play. It was Maxey's ability to get to the hole and be relentless that got them back in the game. This is the night.
Uh-oh.
I guess I got to go to the bag.
Oh, no.
Got to tell Toby to show up tonight. This is the night.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God after.
Yes.
Dude, he misses shots in a way that I've not seen professional basketball players miss shots.
Listen, when he nails the early shots, we got to go back to him. He can't go away from him.
You got
to
keep feeding him?
You got to feed the beast, man.
When he, yo,
he looks about as checked out of this series as I've ever seen.
He, first of all, half of those 23 offensive rebounds were on him, but
he led the team in rebounds.
He should have had twice as many. He steps into those three pointers at the break.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most confident guy in the world. Steps into it, and how does he miss a shot long? And not hit the rim. I don't even know how that happens.
Because it went too long in between his shots, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. I count it. Like 9 minutes.
Nick Nurse seems confident. That's for sure.
No, he does not afterwards.
Well, I'm like, here's the problem for everybody.
Yeah.
Is that if you give Nick Nurse a reason not to play Tobias, then he won't play him. Meaning somebody else has to be going off of the role players.
Yes.
So, but if the other guys aren't necessarily going off, then Nick Nurse is saying, okay, then I got to try to leave him out there to see if I can get something going.
He is just – he had a sequence in the first half where he missed a shot, then he threw two awful passes. I said Kirk Cousins in the playoffs level pick six passes. And then
– you got to come to the ball too, though, man. Yeah. You just can't stand there and wait on the ball. Come to it.
Then the Knicks were in the bonus. He fouls, I think it was Brunson in the
back. That
wasn't
by accident. It was accident.
What's he doing? Get out of here.
No, that's one of those ones I wanted to slap him in the back of the head myself. I wanted to hit him in the back of the head myself.
Why is Maxey sick and not Toby? I don't want him to be sick. I'm just.
But if it's a little stomach bug.
A little stomach bug that'll get over.
We're not asking him to turn into Zaire Smith.
No, like, no, no. 24-hour stomach bug.
Yeah.
Starting
or maybe,
today.
Or maybe a week stomach bug. But like food poisoning.
Maybe if Maxey's got a stomach bug, those two can share a Cliff Bar or something.
Why is he sick all the time?
Maxey? I have no idea. Maybe he's just hugging and kissing
vitamin
too much.
C?
Yeah. Does he need more vitamin
That's
C?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, does he need more?
So coming up next... The Phillies have won.
Yeah!
Yeah, let's get to the real
story.
Got a
winner in town.
Shove it.
Can't even do my tease here. Phillies have won six straight games.
Don't sound so down.
I'm not. Coming up next in our newest segment, the Jackie Baseball Report, we will tell you why I simply need the Phillies to lose tonight's game.
Huh?
I just need them to lose one game. Just one game, tonight's game. That is next on the Jackie Baseball Report on the Afternoon Show, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.